Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Edition of the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Den Day filling in for Jenks. And in a few minutes, we'll get to the late slate in the NFL this Sunday. And as I'm looking at the late slate, it does feel like the better iteration. Like the early slate has a couple good games, but man, is the late slate. Like I'm wondering which game we get here in Nashville because that's usually the case. Luckily, the Titans always play at noon. So, like, they're like, nah, we got to stick them in the early window because nobody wants to watch that. But it's funny how regionally, like, those are the games that you are selected to watch. Unless, of course, you have Sunday Ticket, which must be nice. Us poors only subscribe to 5 streaming services. So let me ask you, Denton, do you have Sunday Ticket or is it just one of the poors like me?
Do I have Sunday Ticket? Yes. Do I pay for Sunday Ticket? No. My brother does, and I mooch off of him. But I have it, and it counts, right? So I'll have my pick of the litter, which is great, because I'm realizing that Baltimore is playing for God knows what reason in the late window, which means here in D.C., CBS is going to be taken up by Baltimore, which means we would not get the Chiefs and the Broncos. So we'd have likely Baltimore and Cleveland and then Los Angeles and Seattle. I think Los Angeles and Seattle should be available everywhere that is not Arizona and San Francisco, because those markets will be taken up. But everyone else in the country should get the Rams and Seahawks this weekend.
I have a sneaky feeling that we're going to get Browns and Ravens, because Cincinnati is, or Cleveland, excuse me, is not that far from Nashville. So I will be hanging my head in despair. I miss the old days when we had at least 2 choices. Right back when it was like CBS gets the AFC and Fox gets the NFC. Like, what happened to those days? Like, it just feels like as a sports fan, like, times are bleak. Why is everything
I think this
so
might
hard?
Be one of the weeks where you do get both. They kind of like switch. I don't know what the reasoning is for it. I'm sure there is one that I'm just not intelligent enough to know. But there's some, like, contractual thing to where they can't do Fox and CBS in the late window every single week, but I think they're moving away from that, and this week needs to be a one where you get a CBS late game with potentially that being nationally Chiefs Broncos, and then a Fox late game with that being Seahawks and Rams.
That's what I'm hoping, because the problem is, like, I also want to watch multiple games in this window, because from a viewing perspective, I think Seahawks-Rams, that's number one in the power rankings. I understand it's 2 West Coast teams, but these look like 2 of the best teams in the NFC right now. Maybe number 2, we go Chiefs and Broncos, because I am interested in that game. Will we continue to see the Chiefs roll, and can they do it against a division rival? Because we know that some of these divisional games have played closer than some might expect, but if the Chiefs' offense keeps rolling and the Broncos' offense keeps looking pedestrian, it might not be as close as that line suggests. Then we'll go, what do you think is the more interesting game? Out of the Ravens and Browns or the Niners and Cardinals? Like, who is 3rd in your power rankings?
I would say Ravens and Browns, just because Baltimore is trying to do what I think was relatively viewed as unthinkable in going from like 1 in 5, 1 in 6, whatever they were, mm-hmm. and then trying to climb the mountain back up to potentially stealing the division from either a Cincinnati, well, really a Pittsburgh. So I think that's more intriguing. And then also just Myles Garrett and Lamar Jackson. So getting to see those two square off. And then who knows, maybe we get to see Shedeur Sanders. Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett, even if it's Brock Purdy and Jacoby Brissett, that doesn't really move the needle for me. I'm good. Y'all have that.
I think because it's like from a macro perspective, like I think there are a lot of AFC teams that will be interested to see how the Ravens look, because it does feel like they are one of those teams that maybe sandbagged earlier in the season, but come playoff time, like I understand the Ravens don't have the best narratives when it comes to closing out playoff games, but still they're a very talented team, and it's hard to doubt what Lamar Jackson can certainly be capable of in that backfield. As far as like Brock Purdy and the Niners, like when you started the season, the Niners had a really high win total, I believe, and they had a pretty, I think they were favorites to win that division simply because their schedule was just so easy. So I think it's one of those things where people have like these lists of like quote unquote paper tigers. It kind of feels like the Niners fall into that category.
They always felt like a paper tiger. And I remember walking through that schedule with PJ Glasser on the Sunday show that we do on the network. And I was like, hey, man, I don't think the 49ers are going to be very good. And he was like, Denton, you have to look at their schedule. And then we looked at their schedule, and we thought they could go 13-4. Well, they're already 6-4. So thankfully, that paper tiger is very much crumpling the way that we thought it was going to. They just don't. I'm sorry, man. Brock Purdy's kind of boring. He is. When that offense isn't firing on all cylinders, I'm not just tuning in to watch him. If Ayuk's not healthy, I'm not that interested. And defensively, they're not all that stifling either. They're actually kind of bad on defense. So there's not a lot that's entertaining about that San Francisco team. And the Arizona Cardinals are one of the more forgettable franchises in the NFL.
Right. Like when you Google Cardinals, you would think that the NFL team pops up first. No, it's the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's the baseball
team. Google's like, right, yeah, and like the NFL's king, like it's the undisputed king of America, but yet the Arizona Cardinals do not get the throne of most Googled Cardinals franchise. So, and plus, it doesn't help the Niners that both the Rams and the Seahawks are so good this year. So it just feels like, you know, the Niners don't feel like they are in the same category as both the Rams and the Seahawks. So let's start with that game from, you know, a matchup perspective. Rams hosting the Seahawks. Rams 3-point home favorites here. Total of 48.5. I think that I'm probably not going to be betting on this game, but this is one that everybody should be paying attention to for the macro picture of saying, okay, are the Seahawks for real? Can the Rams keep this up? Is the Seahawks defense really this good? One of the best scoring defenses in the NFL. And what can we expect from Sam Darnold in this game now that he's facing against a really good defense? So, Den, do you think you're going to be betting on this game, or is this one of those that you simply want to watch?
I'm going to buy the hook, and I'm going to take Seattle 3.5. I still think that Los Angeles wins, but this feels like a game to me, Chelsea, that's going to come down to the final possession and getting in field goal range and winning on a walk-off kind of a deal for Los Angeles. You know, I think they're both so evenly matched in a lot of areas. Like, you just look at this Rams offense, and they got a bunch of dudes for Matt Stafford to throw the football to. And oh, by the way, he's the MVP right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Now, in the NFL, he's the betting favorite. If you watch him, he's the eye test favorite. They're just shellacking teams when they're winning. I mean, they put the beat down on San Francisco last weekend in a way that I don't think we've seen. I don't think we've seen the 49ers lose the way that they lost to the Rams in like 20 years. It wasn't even close. I mean, at one point, it was like 21-0. They're just a completely different weight class. So I'd love the way that this Rams team is built. I have no idea, though, how they can stop Jaxon Smith-Njigba. If we're just talking this year, he's been the best wide receiver in the NFL. The best. He is unguardable, uncheckable. You can play zone. You can play man. You can double. You can zone match. You can do all the different things. Bracket him with help over the top. He's still going to find a way to get open. It's been so incredible to watch him. And Sam Darnold is doing what a smart quarterback would do, which is say, if my wide receiver is always open, I'm going to throw it to him. And that works really well for them on offense. So I think this is going to be a fun one. Darnold just needs to play. He needs to play just decent football. Last year, we've talked about this. Playoff game, not good. Final regular season game against the Lions, not good. This has another big game feel. I need them to get a psychic, maybe not one of the ones recommended by Kim Kardashian, a sports therapist, a hypnotic or hypnosis, whatever someone that is a professional hypnosis person is called. I need them to get into Sam Darnold's mind and say, this is not a big game, just a game. If you just look at it as any other game, I think they'll be good.
I just think it's one of those where it's going to come down to execution. It will be interesting to me from a defensive standpoint because the Seahawks have been one of the best teams against the run. But here's the thing. When you have a quarterback like Matt Stafford, it doesn't, you know, scare me when they're like, okay, we're going to make your quarterback beat us. Because Matt Stafford's fully capable of throwing the ball 40 times. You know, and he's putting up MVP numbers. So it's just going to be a really interesting matchup to watch. I will not be betting on it. But if you think it's going to be close, probably take the field goal because I do think it's going to be a tight game. All right. From a viewing perspective, we'll go in this order. Chiefs at Broncos. So if my hypothesis is correct and if I have good listening skills, Denton, I think you really like the Chiefs in this game against the Broncos.
For the limit. To the moon. Chiefs in whatever. They're going to kill them. I mean, this is going to be a domination on live television. It might be so bad that you're going to have to shield you out there as listeners. You're going to have to shield your child's eyes from the beatdown that is going to ensue. Denver is not a good team. They are a paper tiger. They just have a really, really, really bad schedule. It's great for them. It is not good once they see a really good team. And Kansas City is a really good team. And they are turning the corner. And if you're a little hurt on defense and you don't have your full assortment of guys that can cover, Rashee Rice is going to have a big game. Xavier Worthy is in a contention to have a big game. Travis Kelce shows up in big moments. So I just think the Chiefs are too loaded, and they're focused now. They're playing from behind. They can actually sell themselves as the underdog now because they are. And I think on top of that, Chelsea, the cherry on top is that the public is going to be back in Denver because they see, one, we hate the Chiefs. Two, that record for Denver looks a lot better from Kansas City, and they're getting points. So I'm going to hammer Denver. I am on the Chiefs. I've been on the Chiefs this entire week, and I'm going to kick my feet up when Patrick Mahomes slices and dices that Denver Broncos defense up.
I think for me, it's more about not trusting Bo Nix. Like, this offense has been really pedestrian for the Broncos. So if the Chiefs can get past like the 21-point mark, which obviously they're fully capable of doing, I think it's going to be an easy game. And plus, if my math is correct, the Chiefs are coming off a bye. And Andy Reid is incredible coming off a bye week, because this is something that, if you think about good head coaches with more time to prepare, it makes a lot of sense. So Andy Reid in his career coming off a bye week is 22-4. That is the best record in NFL history with a head coach with at least 10 games after a bye. So I feel like there is some good ammo to take the Chiefs there.
That record is pretty astonishing when you think about it.
Yeah.
So lay the money.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so I need to make sure I got this right. They didn't play last week, so of course, coming off a bye, that is a correct number. All right, so elsewhere, I think I am leaning towards the Browns getting points, but I don't feel good about it going against the Ravens, because listen, the Browns offense is really bad. So maybe you look at this and you say, okay, if the Browns even stand a chance, this game is going to hit the under. And it's been dropping all week. I think it was 39.5 earlier in the week. Now it's 38.5. Then Ravens and Browns. Do the Ravens flex their muscle here? Or is this, you know, what we expect from an AFC North battle?
I do feel like this might be a little bit more of an AFC North battle. It's like 20-14. So, you know, something where points are very much at a premium. I don't know if the Ravens get out to a 10-point lead, though. I just don't know that Cleveland has enough wherewithal, chutzpah. I just don't think they have it in them to make any sort of comeback. So, especially if it's Dylan Gabriel, to be honest, it's even worse if it's Shedeur Sanders, because he's never played in the NFL. I know everyone wants this Disney Channel story where he comes in and then he's immediately amazing. When in your life have you ever picked up something and been immediately amazing at? Not very often, right? And while Shador's in a little bit of a different class versus me in like yo-yoing, it's really, really tough to jump in to a November football game while these guys have been playing and flying at full speed and you have not, and expect that it's going to go well. So I'd like the Ravens in this one, but the Browns defense might keep that to get the Browns getting the 7.5 rather than me laying the 7.5.
I'm looking right now and you can still get a 39.5. I think that's the play. Like, I have full confidence that the Browns offense is not going to do anything. And we know the Browns defense is at least good. And for the Ravens, they just need a stack win. So I don't think they need a blowout win here. They need to get in, get out with their dub. All right, coming up next here on the show, time to talk college football. We've got some massive games. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.